What does that mean? Watch our mind during our daily activities. It means while focusing on the objects of mind. Okay, which means we're talking with our family or friends, work or whatever, enjoying ourselves. While focusing on the objects of mind, simultaneously knowing what our state of mind is with respect to that object. Does that make sense? Like I said, normally we're completely engrossed in the object of mind, and we're not even aware of our mind that is perceiving and experiencing it. So watching our mind doesn't mean we now stop our external activities and become only internal. It doesn't mean that. It means while focusing on external objects, doing whatever we're doing, simultaneously knowing the state of our subject mind. Of course, this takes practice, but it's not as difficult as it might first seem. It really isn't. And the reason is because there is a natural relationship between the subject mind and the object that is perceiving. So whatever we are perceiving is the object of our mind that is perceiving it. Okay? There's a natural relationship between the two. The object of mind and the subject mind perceiving it. So therefore, we will start to learn what mind we have with respect to objects by knowing how we feel as we're perceiving them. So I'll give you some examples. So let's say there's someone at work who we find challenging. And you can take that on whatever level you wish. Challenging. And if we focus on that person as an object, if we focus on them as an object of our aversion, or as an object of our irritation or frustration, then for us, that person, that coworker, is our non-virtuous object. Because it depends upon the subject mind. Because we're focusing on them as an object of our aversion or irritation or frustration. For us, that person at that time is our non-virtuous object. As a result, our mind will become unpeaceful and agitated. And we will have an unpleasant experience with respect to them. If we don't understand our mind's role in that experience, we will blame them for the unpleasant feelings we're experiencing. We'll say, this person makes me unhappy. And we won't realize it's our habitual, inappropriate reaction to this person internally that's making us unhappy. The unpleasant feelings aren't coming from the object. They're coming from the unpeaceful mind we have with respect to that object. The unpleasant feelings are coming from inside, not outside. If we focus on that same person as an object of our patience or compassion, then at that time, that person is our virtuous object. Okay, so that person isn't virtuous or non-virtuous object for us from their own side. It depends upon our mind. If we focus on them as an object of our patience, as an object of our compassion, then at that time, that person is our virtuous object. Now our mind will be peaceful. Okay? and we will have a good experience of that person. Even if they themselves have an inappropriate mind or are acting inappropriately. Okay? Just because they're our virtuous object doesn't mean we can't identify if they're acting inappropriately. It's just that their delusion is not stimulating ours. We're not blaming the faults in their mind for the unpleasant feelings in our mind. The unpleasant feelings in our mind necessarily come from the faults in our mind. What happens is, of course, sometimes because we don't have much control of our mind, if someone like a coworker or a family member gets upset with us or says something harsh, maybe coming from their negative mind, that can often stimulate our own negative mind. And then we're blaming each other and we just make it worse, you know. What we don't realize is we've both developed bad minds. And until we change our minds, it won't get better. You know? So this is really important to understand. Because in every moment, there is subject and object. There is mind and what mind is perceiving. Whether we are having good experiences or bad experiences, we normally think depend upon whether the object is good or bad, is what we want or don't want, like this. But in truth, whether we have a good experience or a bad experience moment by moment depends upon our subject mind. Therefore, what's most important is not controlling external situations and other people. What's most important is learning to control and transform our own mind. So pleasant and unpleasant are experiences of mind. So that means during our day, as we're going around doing our things, if we notice our mind, if we're doing something, we're focusing on something, someone, and we feel our mind starting to become agitated, we can stop our habitual reaction to blaming them, whatever we're focused on, for the unpleasant feelings in our mind, and go, oh, anger must be beginning to arise in my mind. Perfect, you know? Now we're seeing the truth. Now we can take appropriate steps to move our mind in a more constructive direction. Just by recognizing the anger will already cause it to reduce.